Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for culturalmining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Jake is an unhappy school teacher and wannabe writer in small town Ontario, but his life is turned upside down when his troublesome absentee dad, Leaf, suddenly reappears. He wants Jake to drop everything and follow him up to a cabin in the woods. How come? Well, there's a project to complete, secrets to be revealed, and loose ends to be tied. The cottage is located in Algonquin Park, and Algonquin is the name of a new Canadian film that opens today. The father and son are played by TV and film stars Nicholas Campbell, Da Vinci Inquest, and Mark Rendell, child star, and I'm very pleased to have them here in studio to tell us more about it. Hi, Nicholas. Hi, Mark.
Hi. How you doing?
So, Nicholas, you're the prodigal father returned to see his son. What's the project you're asking Jake to complete?
Well, there's a book deal out there, so he claims, and it's a book that, you know, he thinks it's a... There's no way that his son won't accept the challenge and to work with him and everything. But it's obvious from when he arrives that his son is looking at him without really a lot of enthusiasm. And when the book comes up, he more or less has to force him to go with him.
So it takes place in Algonquin Park. What about the park holds a special importance?
Well, it was they have a cabin up there that has been in their family for generations. And there's a significant family event that happens up there. It's not necessarily mentioned what exactly it was, but it's obviously something pivotal, which mom split up the family. They also had a lot of good experiences up there, but it's fraught with also that pivotal bad experience as well.
And have either of you had cottage experiences? Or?
I actually used to go up to a cottage in Muskoka all the time with my parents.
So, even
yeah.
Now?
Not anymore, but yeah.
Oh, yeah, our family always rented cottages in the summer, both in Quebec and Ontario. And then I went to camp on Onondaga up there around Minden. So we did many trips up in the park.
Okay, so Nicholas and Mark, the Canadian image abroad is we're bland, polite. It's very nice, but it's incomplete. In this movie, in movies like Goon TV, shows like Murder Mysteries, you're often cast as the huckster and you're the wimp. So,
thanks a lot. Well, thanks for your vote of confidence.
Yeah, just take a part, the role. So, starting with you, Nicholas.
Fan.
What is attractive about the huckster?
Ah, boy, a huckster. I mean, I've been so lucky. I've had such a wide range of things, but I do like people with when they have another plan, you know, an agenda that you don't know. I think it makes for good storytelling, and I often try to find one isn't even there. So just they have some idea you're up to something, but they don't know what.
But you're often a little bit seedy, a little bit scruffy, a little bit sketchy.
Yeah.
Not always, but.
I do like those parts, yeah. It goes with my overall hygiene and everything. I don't have to dress up for those appointments.
Are they modeled on any childhood relation or friend?
No, I think it's just an appreciation of, you know, what I've noticed in Canada over my life and people that I've met and seen. That aren't so particular about, suave clothes and all that kind of thing. They're sort of the normal people in normal towns, and I kind of like those parts.
Yeah. Okay, and how about the wimp? And this is a character, not you.
I get typecast because of these innocent eyes and this lanky frame of mine. But, I always play the sad boy or the... emotionally complex or tortured.
Complex.
Tortured kid. Torture. Hopefully not anymore, but if anyone's listening out there, I really want to be a villain, and I'd love to play a shit disturbing villain. That'd be great. Can I say that on the radio?
That's fine. Well, you did.
Okay.
Yeah. You can say it. It's all students here.
Do you think these are quintessentially Canadian types?
No,
the huckster
I don't
and the
know.
Wimp, or universal?
Well, those are archetypes, I would say.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely.
Okay, Mark, your character matures over the course of the movie. You're in your 20s now, but you've been acting for a long time, right?
Yeah.
So how is this coming of age story different from past roles?
Well, I definitely brought a different life experience to it. The role is more adult. I took a couple years off acting and then straight away did, or like about 2.5 years or 3 years after I took my break, I just went into doing two films. One was The Birder, and then it was Algonquin. And in that time, I grew up a lot, had a lot of life experiences, which I may or may not have had I not taken time off acting. So it was really interesting for me to play an adult and yet be playing my age, sort of like a weird rite of passage. It's really nice. It's nice not playing that
the teenage boy.
Yeah,
anymore.
Exactly. The
sad boy.
I've transitioned, you know.
Okay, one of the subplots in the movie is this obnoxious, by the book forest ranger who's the nemesis of both of your characters. But you shot up in Algonquin Park. Was there any actual incidents that are like that?
Not with any forest rangers. No, we had a really great guide, Logan, up there. He was. He's a woodsman, and he's really, really cool. Knows the trails, takes people on tours up there. He was great. He wasn't hard on anyone or anything like that. Boyd Banks did a fantastic job playing Jordy Oliver, the park attendant.
Yeah, Boyd Banks. He's an original, isn't he? He's something else.
He's so funny.
Very funny man.
So living up there, between shoots, were you actually living in the woods? Were you living in Algonquin Park?
Well, no. I don't think anybody lives in Algonquin Park anymore.
But in that area?
Well, we were staying actually in North Bay. But my co-star here, Mark, he went back to the land. So they gave him a little cottage somewhere. They didn't have any running water in it. And he had to chop his own wood. He had his girlfriend there, his dog in there.
It was great.
Method acting.
Yeah.
You could say that, yeah.
I thought he was American for the longest time.
So what is the appeal of Algonquin, the park?
Oh, I mean, it's massive. It's gorgeous. You've seen Group of Seven paintings, right?
Beautiful.
We were in them. I mean, it's like you go for a canoe ride on those lakes and those rivers, and you look around you, and you're a part of Canadian history. You're a part of that scenery, and it's just unbelievably stunning and unbelievably gorgeous. The wildlife, you know, the fact that it's so removed from Toronto or the city life, it's beautiful, really, really beautiful.
And it'd be dangerous up there if there wasn't so many trippers going through
all
the time.
That's true.
You know, I spent many years as a kid going through like Happy Isle and all the way to Opiongo and all the way up to the top, 13 days at a time. And it was exhilarating and terrifying at the same time.
Do you have any wildlife encounters?
Oh, yeah, tons. Oh, tons of them. My favorite always was the great blue herons. I mean, you see a lot of those out west, but I saw my first one in the park one day, and we were just going down this little river called the Tim River, which is really horrible. And our counselor told us, don't dip your hand in the water, keep your bottom hand up a little bit, because some people dumped alligators in the Tim River a few years ago, and they've managed to beat the ice and everything, so watch out. So every deadhead, you know, we thought was another, and I look over, and there's one of these great blue herons, like, just motionless, his wingspan so wide, right with our canoe, just going along as if we were going to scare some fish for him or something. I don't know why he was there. But it seemed like it lasted like 10 minutes. It was probably like one, right? Mm-hmm. It was truly exhilarating.
The movie takes place in the fall with all the autumn covers. Is that colors? Is that when it was filmed?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, we went from fall into early winter, or just the beginnings of winter. Winter comes on very, very quick up there. We filmed it over a period of 3 weeks from, I think, the end of September to mid-October.
Was it that early? Or it was later.
Maybe it was later, yeah.
Yeah.
October.
Yeah, we might have just croaked into November, just barely.
Yeah.
But yeah, it starts to get real cold. We're up near North Bay, you know, it gets cold pretty quick.
Yeah, they really only had a window of about a week and a half of the colors really bursting, and then they started to...
Well, they got them.
Yeah.
And the sunsets on the lakes.
Oh, it was gorgeous.
Just beautiful.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
So I don't want to reveal too much, but tell me about your quest. It seems like medieval, something like King Arthur or Greek myths.
Yeah, well, Jake's sort of mission is to try to find this horseshoe that him and his father tacked up onto a tree in the middle of the woods at one point during the happy times of their trips to the cabin and the park. And he notices in a home video that it's upside down, which is bad luck. So, you know, he sort of uses it as an excuse to go back to the park and try to find this with his recently found half-brother, Iggy. I feel like he sort of uses it as a bit of an artifice to try to heal the wounds with his father.
And And finally, how would you sum up the experience of making a film in Algonquin Park?
Well, Mark was special. I mean, we got along really, really well, and it was kind of adverse conditions. Really, it was kind of really weird there's a couple of days, and we both supported each other. And you know, that's why I like working primarily in Canada, because of the camaraderie amongst the actors here. It's really truly special. Yeah. I've had a chance to work in England, quite a lot in the States, but Canada, you know, the guys up here and the women up here, the actors are brilliant. Both coasts. I mean, no matter where you go. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it was gorgeous just being up there, and yeah, working alongside Nick and Sheila and Michael and everyone in the film was just
Sheila McCarthy.
Sheila McCarthy. Something.
She's
else.
Wonderful.
She made the whole thing so much better.
Yeah, yeah. But yourself as well. Don't sell yourself short. I mean, really such a privilege to work with Nick. I've never experienced such a vivid actor.
Well, it's a great movie. Thanks, Nicholas. Yeah. Thanks, Mark.
I've been speaking
with co-stars Nicholas Campbell and Mark Rendell about their new film, Algonquin. It opens today at the Carlton Cinema in Toronto, and on Sunday at 7 p.m., there's a Q&A at the Royal. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.